Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Scott?
Hey, buddy.
I asked you to pour me a cold beer, but I've already got 16.
Awesome.
First of all, I'm going to say Roll Tide. About that game, this Alabama, with the exception of the West Virginia game a couple of years ago, has pretty much beat down their first game opponents. I think you're probably right. I think this is going to be a close game on that one. Another thing, too, I like that suicidal tendencies you were playing earlier. Remember that?
Yeah, for sure.
I saw them. Matter of fact, they played in Birmingham when I was in my 20s. This is in the 90s. And after the concert, I played pool with them at a bar called the Nick, and they were pretty cool guys. I wanted to say this about that McGregor fight, if I may. I'm not really sure how to call this fight. Do you remember that boxer Ray Mercer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember him. He's the guy that slammed Tommy Morrison down. Morrison was a good fighter, but Ray Mercer. It's kind of the opposite thing. Ray Mercer went and fought in an MMA fight. Anybody can pull this up on YouTube.
Right, I remember that.
And he got his brains beat out. And so I'm just saying this could go anyway. But anyway, God bless and Roll Tide, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right, I just don't agree with any of that. It could go anyway. I don't get that everybody thinks that there's all these possibilities. I'll believe it when I see it. I hope everyone's right, and I hope they all cash their tickets. I hope everyone makes a fortune on Conor McGregor winning. I think it would be great for the community and for the country as a whole if everyone won their money, because everyone's betting on him. Everyone in the world's betting on him. He has suckered the American public like no other. Everyone in the – who doesn't think he's winning the fight? I've yet to meet a person that doesn't think he's winning. I mean, every single person that calls the show thinks he's winning. Right? I mean, aren't they all just one by one coming in, McGregor? It's automatic. I mean, he's just automatic. He's just so brilliant. He's just the greatest fighter that's ever lived, who's never fought ever in the ring. I mean, he's the greatest boxer ever, and he's never fought once, ever. I mean, it's unbelievable how his meteoric rise to greatness. I mean, as a boxer, he's taken over the industry. He's just phenomenal. It's unbelievable. It's brilliant. I mean, it is something to behold watching him fight no one ever. He's done just a terrific job. How in God's name do you become the greatest fighter on earth? He's bigger than Muhammad Ali. He is bigger than Joe Frazier, Muhammad, George Foreman, Tommy Hitman Hearns. I mean, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Juan Manuel Marquez, he is the greatest fighter that has ever lived, this Irishman. I mean, he is just the most fantastic thing I have ever seen in my life. I've never seen a fighter in my life better that's never fought anyone ever. I mean, he has an unblemished record. I mean, it is incredible how he's 0-0. I mean, it is just absolutely palpable, his brilliance of never losing a fight ever. And never fighting once, ever. It's just incredible. He's a genius. God, this thing makes me sick to my stomach, is what it does. Listening to all you people try to sell me on this guy. God almighty. Jesus, I hope he knocks him out, for Christ's sakes, at this point, Mafia. I hope McGregor wins at this point, because I've never been so drowned in suckers in my life. I've never seen anything like it. It's the greatest thing ever. Not only that, I don't really, at this point, is the only reason he's not the president of the United States because he's from Dublin? Is that he's not allowed to be the president? Because he's taken over everything else, hasn't he?
That's the only reason.
He's even running the Warriors, isn't he? Running them into the ground? And now what's next? He's going to call Mike Tyson a wussy. Is that tomorrow that we're going to hear that, that he's a wussy too?
When I'm done with Floyd, I'll get you.
Yeah, I want to hear him say that to his face. Even as an old man, there is, Mike Tyson would kill him with one punch. He'd be dead. One punch, he'd be dead on the ground, dead.
Be faster than the Sphinx fight.
I mean, it would just be the most embarrassing thing ever. But he'll tell everyone he could beat Mike Tyson's ass tomorrow. Watch. Because he never lets anyone say anything about him without getting a back-ended slap. It don't matter who you are. If you talk bad about him, you're getting it. It's coming. Right? Isn't he the greatest smack talker ever? Is he not on Jim Rome's Smack Off on Friday? I mean, wouldn't he win that hands down? I mean, that's a done deal. Romy put him on. You don't even have to have the contest. You just give him the check. Conor McGregor, the greatest talker ever. It's unbelievable. What a career. Sam and Charlotte, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
What's going on, brother?
I'm sitting here. I'm on the way home from work. You don't need to pour me up one because I'm a bartender.
All right.
And the thing about this fight is so crazy. It almost reminds me of the Great White Hope, whatever the movie was. Conor McGregor is sitting here getting everybody sucked in to try to think that he could beat Floyd Mayweather, and it's preposterous.
It is, and it's worked. He has the same way he has suckered them into the fight, that he got the fight is hilarious to begin with. That's the greatest hustle of all time, that he got the fight and that he's going to make all this money. And then the other hustle is that he sold the public that he's going to win. He's convinced everyone he's going to win. What do you want to say?
If he was smart, he would. It'd be like Rocky III. That's all I say. Apollo Creed and Rocky III. You make it close, or you could take a dive and get all the money. I don't understand it. What you think?
Well, I don't think he's a diver. He'll never quit. He's not that guy. That's not the guy we know. He's not going to quit. I know he tapped out in the fight against Nate Diaz, but Mafia, you'll explain that. He was in big trouble. He was going to get put to sleep in that fight. He was doomed. He tapped out because he was finished. He couldn't get out of that.
Right, and it's easy for everyone to sit there and say, oh, well, I wouldn't tap. I'd go until I pass out. You don't realize until you get in that position. You know, that panic sets in.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much of a badass you are. There's been plenty of guys.
You think you're going to die.
Hard as hell, and all of a sudden you get that, you know, arm around your neck, and you go panic and tap.
Yeah. But I think he's literally brilliant in the sense that he's suckered people into giving him the fight when he's never fought in his life, and he's making seven figures to do it. And I mean fat money. I mean fat money. Right? What is it, eight figures? What's he making, 100 million? How many zeros do we have here? He's going to make at least $150 million, I guarantee it, when it's all said and done.
That's nine.
So nine. And then here's the deal. And then he suckered people into believing he's not only going to do the fight, but he's going to win. Everyone, even Pauly Malignaggi sounded like a guy that's sitting there trying to tell me he's going to win. I mean, I have heard it all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.